Rudra, and we are back. We are finally back recording after a really, really long time. We'll be talking about the all-awaited Border Gavaskar Trophy that is going to start in 6 hours with the first test being played in Nagpur. So without wasting any time, let's just get started. Before talking about anything, I just want to talk about this series, the Border Gavaskar Trophy, and what a spectacle it's become over the past few years. I mean, ever since Australia came to India in 2017, this is their first trip in 6 years where they're playing Test cricket in India. And ever since, and the events that have happened between these two series, the two Border Gavaskar trophies that we played in Australia, winning both those trophies, the hype around the series has just peaked to another level. And I don't think I've seen a Test series being so hyped in India before this. I mean, the Australians have come out in the media and they've said, Steve Smith came out a couple of days back and said that winning a Test series in India is bigger than winning the Ashes. Pat Cummins has said that it is an era-defining win for the Australian team. And I mean, he's not wrong. Like, I completely agree with them, because winning an Ashes at home, away, obviously it's a big achievement and it's iconic, but winning a series in India, especially when the World Test Championship final is on the line, I mean, that's just another level of hype. And India, on the other hand, they've been pretty quiet about what they have to say about the series. And I think I kind of like that, because a lot of trash talking before the series that could just turn out against you. So yeah, but just loving the hype around the series, not only from the players and the team, but from the fans, obviously. All right, so getting into the series, it's a four-match series that's going to be played from 9th of Feb until mid-March, I think, which is also going to be followed by three ODIs. Both teams have released their squads for the first two test matches, I believe. So let's just get started with the India squad first. We've got Rohit Sharma as captain, KL Rahul, Shubman Gill, Chetashwar Pujara, Virat Kohli, Shreyas Iyer, KS Bharat, Ishan Kishan, Ravichandran Ashwin, Ravindra Jadeja, Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, Mohammad Shami, Mohammad Siraj, Umesh Yadav, Jayadev Unadkat, and Suryakumar Yadav. When I look at this, so firstly, when I look at the squad, I see two big names missing. Firstly, obviously, is Rishabh Pant, and the way Rishabh Pant has been performing in test matches over the past 4 years, especially in the Border Gavaskar Trophy and all over the world as well. I mean, obviously, after the car accident, he's going to be out for at least another 6 months, I think. A big, big miss for India. And secondly, obviously, Jasprit Bumrah, he's still not completely fit. He is not in the squad for the first two test matches. He might come into the squad, I think, for the third and the fourth test, but we'll have to see about that. So yeah, two big names that are missing for India from the squad. Talking about the playing 11, I think it's pretty straightforward. We are going to be playing Rohit Sharma, KL Rahul, Virat Kohli, Chetashwar Pujara, Shubman Gill, Ravindra Jadeja, Akshar Patel, Ravichandran Ashwin, Kuldeep Yadav, Mohammad Shami, and Mohammad Siraj. In that lineup, we've got four spinners, four amazing spinners on our side, and then the two fast bowlers. There were discussions about Shubman Gill opening the innings and then Suryakumar Yadav playing in the middle, but then we just won't have a keeper in our side. As far as KS Bharat is concerned, I think there were some experts who were saying that we could open with Shubman Gill, not play KL Rahul, and then play KS Bharat in the middle order. I think the team is not going to go with that just because of the experience that KL Rahul has. KL Rahul experienced opening the innings. He's just going to play on top, and then Shubman Gill can perfectly fit in at number five. Going forward in the future, Shubman Gill is our bat to bat at number four. And so I think that just fits in perfectly with the team's plan and the players that we've got in the squad right now. As far as Suryakumar Yadav is concerned, and as much as I like him, you all know that, I think he'll just have to wait for a little more time before he gets that first test cap. Also, the Nagpur pitch, it's usually known for its turn, like it has a few loose cracks. It'll be good for seamers on the first day or first couple of days at the max. But then once the cracks start opening up, it's just going to spin. And playing four spinners, I think, is the right thing for India, because Jadeja at six, Akshar seven, Ashwin five, that just gives you the batting depth till number eight. And also, it just gives you that variety with the left armor with Jadeja and Akshar, and then the two proper spinners with Ashwin and Kuldeep. So, yeah. As far as the fast bowlers are concerned, I think Siraj, the way he's been performing over the past few years, you just cannot keep him out of the playing 11. And Siraj and Umesh Yadav being kind of similar bowlers, it's unfortunate for Umesh Yadav, but I think he's not going to be playing Mohammad Shami. He's a different kind of fast bowler. He's a different kind of pacer. Really comes hard into the wicket, bowls that seam, maintains that seam. So I think that combination of bowlers is going to be good for us. And obviously we have Jayadev Unadkat as a backup, but he's not gonna be playing in this test. Coming to Australia, Australia's squad is Pat Cummins, obviously as captain, Ashton Agar, Scott Boland, Alex Carey, Cameron Green, Peter Handscob, Josh Hazlewood, Travis Head, Usman Khawaja, Manas Labuschagne, Nathan Lyon, Lance Morris, Todd Murphy, Matt Renshaw, Steve Smith, Mitchell Stark, Mitchell Swepson, and David Warner. A few huge misses for Australia as well before the series. I mean, obviously, Cameron Green's not going to be playing because he injured his finger in the South Africa T20 League, I think, a month ago. So he's not going to be playing here. And both the Australian quick pacers, Mitchell Stark and Josh Hazlewood, have been ruled out of the first test for a couple of niggles that they've had in training, I think. So it's interesting when you look at Australia's playing 11. Their batting, I think, is pretty much sorted. They've got David Warner and Khawaja to open the innings. Labuschagne at 3, Smith at 4, Travis Head 5, Peter Handscob at 6, Alex Carey at 7. Now, the question is whether they play Peter Handscob or not. If they are playing Peter Handscob, then they'd have 4 bowlers, which I think would be Scott Boland, Pat Cummins, Nathan Lyon and Todd Murphy. There were reports that Todd Murphy is going to make his test debut, purely, I think, because of the reason that Mitchell Swepson and Nathan Lyon bring in similar kind of qualities, where Todd Murphy is something different, something new that the Indian batsmen haven't faced yet. So I think that's one combination Australia could be looking at. Another thing is Australia could be looking at playing an all-rounder instead of Peter Handscob, who can come in and bowl as well. I mean, Australia do have Manas Labuschagne, who can come in and bowl a few overs of spin. But I think going with 2+2 fast and pace bowlers and then Labuschagne could be slightly tricky, especially if India are playing 4 spinners and 2 pacers. So that's one area of concern, I think, for Australia that they'll have to figure out. But regardless, I think a really, really strong batting lineup for Australia. The past test series that they had against South Africa at home, all their top 4 players, each of them got a double 100. I mean, that's just a crazy stat for a 3-match series that they had at home. All of them, David Warner, Usman Khawaja, Steve Smith, Manas Labuschagne, each of them got a double 100 in that series. Usman Khawaja in the subcontinent is an absolute beast. We all know that. And obviously, David Warner and Steve Smith, with the experience that they have playing in India, I think it's going to be really, really tough to see how the Indian spinners and pacers, they look to get them out this time. There's obviously that hyped contest between Ravichandran Ashwin and Steve Smith. Australia, by the way, they brought in, I think, a spinner from India who bowls very similar to Ashwin. I forgot his name. But Australia have really, really been preparing for this series. Australia even had a pitch in Sydney that was kind of similar to the one in India, with the cracks, with the dust. And I think this series is going to be closer than what most people think it is. You know, everyone, when any team, any side, regardless of what side is coming to India, we all expect India to win dominantly. And everything in my mind says that we are going to do that. But something about the series, just maybe it's just the hype around it right now, it tells me that it's going to get closer than what we are expecting it to get right now. Now, with that being said, I think coming to the match, any side that wins the toss, I think, would be looking to bat first. Firstly, the pitch is going to be good for batting, slightly seaming, and sides will be looking to put up runs in the first innings. And as the match goes on, as the spinners start coming into the game, I think you would not want to be chasing in the fourth innings. So, yeah, that's pretty much about the match right now. Eventually, obviously, this series will go on to decide who plays the World Test Championship final, which is, by the way, going to be starting at the Oval from 7th to the 11th of June. For India to seal their spot in the World Test Championship final, they will have to win this series either 4-0, 3-1 or 3-0, which means that we can afford to lose or draw a game in this series. That's it. We have to win minimum of 3 games. And we will be through to the World Test Championship final. As far as Australia is concerned, obviously they're at the top of the table right now. But if they lose the series like a 3-1 or a 4-0, I think it's going to get tough for them because South Africa is not too far away from making it to the final as well. And yeah, also another big outcome that could come from the series is that if India win this dominantly, they would be number one across all three formats. They're number one in T20s and ODIs right now. They're at number two in test matches. Australia is at number one. But if we win the series dominantly, I think we will cross them and be the number one side in all three formats. So that's just something amazing. I mean, looking at your side, which was number six, number seven in test matches 8 or 9 years ago, and coming now, you are number one in all three, across all three formats. That just shows the growth. And I think that's just a bigger reflection compared to any trophy or tournament that you can win. Obviously, trophies and tournaments are important to win as well, but that reaching that landmark is a really, really, really big achievement for our team. So yeah, I think that was a short wrap-up of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, the first test match, and the entire hype around the series. I hope you all enjoyed listening to it. I'll be back after every test match reviewing the games and previewing the upcoming games as well. So yeah, thank you for listening, and until next time, goodbye.